Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Light of Truth radio broadcast with Michael Boldea.
All right, welcome to the program and thank you for joining us. This is the Light of Truth radio broadcast. I am your host, Michael Boldea. And although we are not live today, we are close enough wherein it's passable. I am recording this because currently in the great state of Wisconsin, it is very, very cold. This morning it was -3 when I took my daughter to school, and that wasn't European -3. That was good old-fashioned U.S. -3, which would put it at about 21 or -22 European degrees. Because I told my wife after I went and started the car to warm it up a little bit this morning, it's cold outside. And of course she goes, how cold is it? And I said, it's -3 degrees. And she says, it's not that bad. And then my reply was, not Romanian degrees. And then she made a face like, oh, and that was pretty much it. Anyway, it's very cold here in Wisconsin. I have the sniffles. So if you hear me, coughing or projecting some sort of mucus, know that it is what it is. I wanted to do this program because there's just so much that went on this past week. So many things to talk about, so many things to delve into. And last night, apparently we got to witness the octogenarian battle royale. I didn't watch it all because who's got that kind of time? But I did parse through the highlights, and nobody really came out ahead. They bloodied each other up pretty good. They sniped at each other, and this is going to continue to happen until one victor remains. And then that victor is going to go up against the current president. So that ought to be a very interesting few months. What is clear, what is undeniable, is that other than Napoleon Bloomberg, or as Donald Trump likes to call him, Little Mike, I don't know. I know a few short people. Not all of them have a Napoleon complex. But man, I do believe that Napoleon Bloomberg does. They had to make it very clear. They actually put out a press release yesterday before the debates that he was not going to be standing on a box. So there. But he is a short man, a short-statured man. He would have passed for a Zacchaeus, if you will. Perhaps if they ever make a movie about the life of Zacchaeus, being a short and stubby man trying to climb a tree to see Jesus, Bloomberg can try out for the part. What is evident is that he realizes he is a man of a certain age, that there's no one in his life that he loves enough to leave all his money to. So he thought that it would be really interesting to see if he could buy the Democratic nomination for the presidency of these United States. And he's been shoveling money to anyone who will take it. And because it's Washington, D.C., and because it's reporters, and because it's media, there's a long line of people who are willing to take Mike Bloomberg's money and say glorious things about him. The man has a totalitarian bend that is unpleasant, to say the least. When you start dictating to everyone else what they can and cannot do as far as consumption of pop, when it becomes unlawful to consume beverages over 24 ounces and things like this, you begin to see the mindset of the man. He was governor of New York for a spell. But what I find most troubling about Mike Bloomberg is something he said to one of his female employees once, because it shows that rationally he understands what exactly an abortion is, but he doesn't care. One of his employees excitedly told him that she was pregnant and she was going to need to be a little flexible with her schedule, to which the lawsuit claims that Napoleon Bloomberg replied, "Just kill it." Succinct, to the point, but he didn't use the flowery words that so many people are fond of, you know, make a choice, choose to live your life. He just came out and said, kill it. So that shows you how much Napoleon Bloomberg values human life. I am also sipping on a hot beverage to keep me from losing my voice. So if you hear sipping throughout the hour, know that that's what it is. I didn't buy a puppy and it's not licking my face. Now, another thing that was evident from last night is that other than Mike Bloomberg, who I guess was a Republican before he became a Democrat, everyone else is just plain nuts. It's not socialism anymore. And that was one of the highlights of last night when good old Bernard Sanders started waxing poetic about the 500,000 people, you know, living on the streets, for which the other 365 million have to give up everything. Bloomberg pointed it out. What you're trying to sell to the American people, sir, is communism. It's not socialism. It's not communism adjacent. It's communism. It's, you know, empowering the worker. That's how the former Venezuelan president came to power before he died of cancer or whatever it was. Power to the people. The problem is, some people shouldn't be anywhere near power. Other people, once given the reins of the businesses they were once employees of, ran them into the ground like a jetliner running out of fuel. Because you do need a certain set of skills to run a business. You do need a certain set of skills to make a multinational conglomerate tick. So everyone else except for Bloomberg seemed completely off their rocker. They are all in for socialism to one sort of degree or another. They're all in for communism to one sort of degree or another. And I tell you this, because it needs to be said, because at some point in the future, if this thing goes wrong, you will, if, you know, YouTube still allows these audio things to remain, give me credence as far as how right I was. I guarantee you, if they win and socialism becomes the way of things in this country, the persecution of Christians and Christianity will not be far behind, because socialism leads to communism, communism leads to desperation, and desperation leads to masses of people looking for a source of hope. Now, the only way to maintain control of a population, like the Chinese do, like the Romanians did, like the Russians did, is to continually beat the people down and make them understand that there is no hope but for the motherland. There is no hope but for the system. And if anyone dares to say, well, yes, there is hope in Christ, there is hope in the God of the Bible, they are summarily silenced because, well, if enough people realize there's hope beyond the system, they won't be subservient to the system anymore. So yes, a lot of elderly folks pretending to be woke, a lot of elderly folks pretending to know what's hip and what's a-jivin'. Put your record player on, kids, and gather around the old fire. Daddy Joe Biden and Grandpa Sanders are going to tell you stories of how glorious it's going to be when they in their adult diapers will become presidents of these United States. How you will have everything you've ever wanted but never worked to attain at the expense of others who have labored, who have worked, who have sacrificed, who have budgeted. I think one of the most telling things in the last few weeks was an interaction between Elizabeth Warren and a voter. And it was concerning paying off all college debt, because that's one of the things that all of them across the board hint at, because they understand naturally that young people, especially those going to college, especially those with debt up to their eyeballs with no hope of paying it back, find the idea of having their debt expunged very attractive, very favorable. I apologize, and I am very sorry, but I didn't make you major in, Indian weaving. I didn't tell you to major in something that could not be translated into a job. I didn't tell you to major in something that could not be translated into some way of you earning shekels. So it's not my responsibility to pay off your debt because you spent the last 4 years in a drunken haze wondering every other day if you were pregnant. No can do. So this man comes up to Elizabeth Warren, who was, feverishly trying to convince everyone that the noble thing to do, the kind thing to do, in fact, the American thing to do, is expunge all college debt. And the man's question was very direct, very honest, and it shed a light on just how unfair what they're proposing is. This man comes up and says, what if I was responsible and I worked two jobs and I didn't buy toys and I didn't buy a motorcycle and I paid for my kid's college? She has no college debt. Do I get that money back? And with a very serene look on her face, Miss Warren just simply says, no, of course not. And then this man goes on to say, but my neighbor didn't work two jobs. He goes on vacation every year. His kid got loads of debt because he didn't help his child out with college. And so it's ballooned to some astronomical thing because he was selfish and he bought the toys and he bought the bike and he went on vacations and he did all these things. He didn't budget. He didn't help his child out. Why should she get her debt expunged when I worked, like a mule to make sure that my daughter doesn't have any college debt? And at that point, Elizabeth Warren just brushed him off and walked away because there is no answer to that. Look, it's the epitome of unfairness. When someone, is responsible and works their tail off so that when they're done with college, they don't have mountains of debt. And then others who will take any money that's given them because, hey, booze isn't cheap, especially in college towns. And then at the end of 4 years with a worthless degree, they realize they owe $100,000 or $200,000 or $80,000. That's a big hole to dig yourself out of, kid. But I'm not the one that put you in the hole. And it's not my responsibility to dig another hole right beside you so that we're on an even playing field. Does that make sense? Anyway. So it's going to be an interesting few months, but I don't want to get too deep into the political weeds because we have other things to discuss. Now, if you were worried about the coronavirus, if all the news coming out of China seemed suspect to you when they told you, oh, it's only a handful of people, two old ladies and a chicken died from it. News is starting to leak from China that the mortality rate is higher than they thought it was. Apparently, doctors working with coronavirus victims who took every precaution, basically, to protect themselves have contracted the disease. Some have even died from it. But as I said, have no fear. Where there is a crisis, there is, in fact, an opportunity to bilk God's people of money. Where there is a reason to fear, there is, of course, an opportunity to not only stoke the fear, but coincidentally, perhaps even serendipitously, find a way by which you can alleviate the fears of others for a small fee, of course. Now, a man who knows how to use fear in order to profiteer from the more gullible sons and daughters of God is a man well known through the last 30 years of being sort of a shyster. You know, I'm not going to point fingers or anything, but if you got a beak and you walk like a duck and you go quack, quack, you're not a beaver. So, the latest thing is Hallelujah, the cure to the coronavirus for only $125. Brought to you by none other than Jim Baker himself. So if you were concerned that this epidemic would spread to your town, if you were concerned that this epidemic would somehow affect your family, fear no more, young soul, fear no more. Jim Baker is here to make sure that even if you contract the coronavirus, SARS, or, wait for it, any sort of venereal disease and HIV. So it cures basically everything but what? I don't know, high cholesterol or twitchy leg syndrome. But who knows? They haven't tried curing twitchy leg syndrome. It, chances are they might succeed. So the product that they are trying to schlep on people is silver solution. Yes, silver solution, they say, has been proven by the government that it has the ability to kill every pathogen it has ever been tested on, including SARS and HIV. Now, when you involve the government, and when in a roundabout way you try to convince people that the FDA somehow approved your dirty bathwater as being a cure-all for everything, I think trouble's on the horizon, Mr. Baker. See, there's a lot of people selling worthless things on television, on the internet. There's a lot of people selling placebos. There's a lot of people selling, you know, if you want white teeth, straight hair, and want to lose 40 pounds, here is my special magic formula. The thing of it is, every single one of these people at the end of their commercial where they try to convince you that you need their product, have a fast-talking individual that says, this product is not FDA approved and it is not shown or clinically proven to do what we say it does. Basically, that's the gist of it. So after a 30-second spiel as to why you need the thing they're trying to sell you, the fast-talking gentleman at the end of the commercial says that even though we're telling you it does this, it hasn't been proven to do this, but hey, take our word for it. What does the FDA know anyway? I mean, you know, a man of just, you know, undeniable credibility like Sir Jim Baker should be believed at his word when he says that the silver solution cures everything. They even had a pretend doctor on there who elaborates and says the silver solution hasn't been tested on the new coronavirus, but she says, when it was used on other strains, it killed them within 12 hours. Strains of what, madam? Viruses? Viri? So we're going to get a little deeper into this, because every time there's a crisis, every time there's something that should make people wary, there are certain segments within Christendom that try to fuel the fire to the point of just fearful reaction. And then, oddly enough, surprise, surprise, it's the same people that offer you relief from your fear. It's the same people that offer you something, perhaps a product, that will alleviate the fears of the thing that they stoke the fear about. I have been talking about this coronavirus just because I thought it hinky that the Chinese government reacted so quickly and in such fashion for something that's supposed to be only as bad as the flu. I mean, these people built an entire hospital in 10 days. They're bringing, 40 mobile cremation units to Wuhan. All these things taken into context, when we look at all the pieces of the puzzle put together, you realize there's something more to this entire thing than what they're pretending, what they're saying, or what they're putting out. I've never once said, hey, I know the cure. Buy my dirty bath water for $125, take a swig of it. And you know what? Within 12 hours, TikTok kids, it will kill it. And if you happen to have, SARS or HIV, that'll go away too. Even if you didn't know you had it. It's lecherous is what it is. And I can't abide the kind of people that try to profiteer from the household of faith by trying to sell them snake oil, because that's what it is. I mean, you could have given the guy a pass for selling the potatoes au gratin in the bucket and not shipping out the material. Make more potatoes au gratin, get even with the people that paid you for it. But this is just slimy. That's what it is. And right now there's an actual call for a government investigation into the claims made by Mr. Baker regarding his silver solution, or as I've dubbed it, dirty bathwater. But let's get into it. And yes, I know about colloidal silver, and I know about but colloidal silver doesn't cure viruses. Come on. And I don't even think this is colloidal silver. It's too expensive to make, because I guarantee you what they've got in that bottle selling for $125 cost them less than $1.20 to put together. Real colloidal silver, it's probably $30-$40 for a quart. And that would eat into the profit margins. Who could survive on, 300% profit when it could be 3,000%? Yes. $125 is all it would cost you to keep your family safe from the coronavirus, from SARS, and from HIV. So there was apparently a doctor that Jim Baker had on as a guest, and I guarantee you it's not a third party trying to sell it. They brought in this quote-unquote doctor to try to validate the claims of the show. This is how it happens. Welcome behind the curtain, children. This is the dirty side, the dark side, the not so Christian side of Christianity. And again, the only reason I'm delving into this as deep as we are going to today is because there have been far too many scammers. There have been far too many people taking advantage of the innocent, taking advantage of the gullible. And I love the church because of its sincerity of heart and its willingness to believe people at their word. But there's also that side of me that says you're painting a target on your forehead by being so gullible. Do a little research. It's not a sin to question people. If I tried to sell you anything from Bible insurance to silver solution to I don't know what else, be skeptical of me. Ask, hey, why are you trying to sell me on something? Because my job isn't to sell you a cure. My job is to present Christ to you, who is able to cure you without Jim Baker's bathwater. But at some point, some very devious individuals realized that Christians are a very large untapped market, and they're a far easier sell than other segments of society. So, you know, if you ordered the potatoes au gratin by the bucket, you want to live long enough to eat the potatoes au gratin, don't you? Now, if you want to live long enough to eat the potatoes au gratin, if perhaps they were shipped to you, all it's going to take for you to outlive other people is $125. Even if you contract the coronavirus. You know what? Buy a bottle, drink it up, and go volunteer to treat patients that have the coronavirus. I'll bet you, because the mortality rate has been seen to be so high and doctors taking every precaution are still dying, you'd make a mint. You walk in there with no mask, you walk in there with no goggles, no gloves. Hey, it's okay. I drank the silver solution. Jim Baker gave it the thumbs up. Now, why isn't Dr. Cheryl Selman of North Dakota, the woman that's pimping this product, flying to Wuhan and volunteering to care for the sick and the dying? Why doesn't she take a couple of crates of this stuff, hand it out to a few of the people, document their recovery, and then I guarantee you Dr. Cheryl Selman would be a billionaire overnight? Because by all accounts, this thing will continue to spread. By all accounts, they haven't put a lid on it yet. So imagine how great a thing it would be if you could have, I don't know, a dozen cases documented, cured, compliments of the silver solution. Oh, you couldn't make enough dirty bath water to satisfy all the orders. But rather than, you know, go through the process of documenting that the snake oil you're trying to, you know, pimp does anything other than leave a bad taste in your mouth, it's the government. It's been proven by the government. So let's get into this. There was a guest on the Jim Baker Show by the name of Dr. Cheryl Selman, who supposedly is a naturopathic doctor and a natural health expert. Now, I understand that some people are sensitive, but let me for the record say that a naturopathic doctor and a natural health expert is not the same as a real doctor. I know, shock. Neither is a chiropractor. So if Dr. Bob, once he introduces himself as Dr. Bob, shakes your hand and you politely ask, what field are you in? Pediatrics, general health, neurosurgery perhaps, the old ticker. Lots of people are having problems with the old ticker. That's profitable. Oh, no. No, sir. I am a chiropractor. You know, your level of respect might shrink a few degrees. Just saying. Same with Dr. Cheryl Selman. Take these weeds, chew them, and come see me in the morning. You'll be healthy as a racehorse. And of course, Dr. Cheryl, because apparently she is not subject to the Hippocratic Oath, I'm just saying, gets on the Jim Baker Show, and without a hint of irony says, you never want to be without your silver. There's so many reasons. This is a staple for your family. It has been proven by the government that it has the ability to kill every pathogen it has ever been tested on, including SARS and HIV. So maybe that's why the state of California said it's no longer criminal to knowingly pass on the HIV virus to unsuspecting people. They got a bottle of Jim Baker's silver solution and they realized, hey, it's nothing to worry about anymore. Bring a few bottles. HIV party. It hasn't. Sorry. It hasn't been documented to kill HIV or venereal diseases or even SARS. Can we please not be so gullible anymore? Because the reason I'm going into this, I've gotten about 3 emails that said, hey, they found a cure, and it was Christians that found the cure to the coronavirus. Well, are you serious? They remember back in the day in the 1850s or 60s? There were cure-alls like laudanum. Yeah. Colloidal silver is not going to affect you the same as laudanum, but it's the same kind of snake oil. Now, the doctor who's not a doctor elaborated that silver solution hasn't been tested on the new coronavirus, but that when it was used on other strains, it killed within 12 hours. I don't know if it killed the strain or the patient, but either way, if the patient is dead, so is the strain, I guess. If you visit the Jim Baker Show, which the article says we are not recommending, you'll notice a link to a warning for California residents. As Newsweek reports, this is because the state's Safe Drinking Water and Toxic Enforcement Act of 1986 requires warnings on any product that contains chemicals known to the state of California to cause cancer and birth defects and other reproductive harm. So it's not something as innocuous as dirty bathwater, apparently. They're trying to sell you a bottle of stuff for $125 that contains chemicals known to the state of California, at least. And, you know, it's the state of California. Take it with a grain of salt. But to the great state of California, it's known to cause cancer, birth defects, and other reproductive harm. Yeah. Just understand that not everyone has your best interest at heart. Just understand that there are some very unscrupulous people wearing the mask of Christian or pastor or evangelist or what have you, who only see you as a consumer of their goods. Be wise. I understand. Look, I know that there's going to be somebody. It's the government trying to suppress the truth. Silver solution works. Fly to China. Help them out. If it really works, I guarantee you the Chinese government will make you an equal partner. Because it's hurting their economy. They're imploding right now because of all the coronavirus cases. doctors don't want to treat the patients anymore because they're afraid they're going to contract it and die. So if you really have the cure to the coronavirus, reach out to the Chinese government. I guarantee you they'll make you an equal partner if it's a patented thing, you know. So especially if you are of the female persuasion, especially if you're planning on having children, please don't drink this nasty stuff. And even if you're not, you know, if you want to reduce the risk of cancer, which by all accounts, not a pretty thing to die from, maybe think twice before sending Jim Baker $125 for a bottle of stuff that contains chemicals known to cause cancer, birth defects, and other reproductive harm. Not everyone that calls you brother is your brother, indeed. And if you happen upon one of these cliques that only see you as a consumer, I guarantee you every 6 weeks or so, there will be something else that they'll focus on and then find the remedy for, find the cure for. Is the apocalypse coming? Buy our potatoes au gratin. Buy the bucket. Yummy till the last spoonful, guaranteed. And even then, they didn't ship them out. Are you afraid you're going to die of the coronavirus? Well, buy our silver solution. Guaranteed to cure you. If it doesn't, you'll be dead, so you can't sue us anyway. Ha ha. Silver Solution products were mentioned in a February 12th episode of The Jim Baker Show, titled A Close Look at What's Not Being Said About the Coronavirus. What, that Silver Solution can cure it? Is that it? Is that the thing that's not being said? Right Wing Watch, a project of advocacy group People for the American Way, posted clips from the show on its Twitter feed. Oh, Lord. To clarify, the article goes on, Silver Solution will not cure HIV, coronaviruses, or sexually transmitted infections. But did you know that there's a history of medical scams involving silver? So, yeah. Don't go getting HIV or coronavirus thinking that you have the cure for it. Be wise. I told you, look, prevention is possible as long as you use common sense, as long as you use wisdom. But see, people who are so injected with fear that they're jumping out of their skin every time they hear a noise. When they hear that for $125, they'll be safe as a kitten in its mother's embrace, they'll run to their phones. They won't do their due diligence. And the thing they thought was going to save them might be the thing that ends up hurting them in ways that they can't even imagine right now. Do you understand that whatever's in this stuff, like I said, more harmful than dirty bathwater? So I gave it the benefit of the doubt, apparently. It contains chemicals known to cause cancer, birth defects, and other reproductive harm. That's all you need to know. Take a step back, analyze. And if you still want to buy the Silver Solution, well, I won't be selling it to you. Because I guarantee you they probably have one of these referral programs You get $5 for every bottle that's bought from your website. But as I've told you in the past, and I will continue to say, I'm not selling you anything and nobody's bought me, so I can tell you the truth. Now, one thing that I wanted to discuss before we go, and it has nothing to do with politics, thankfully, is about the Boy Scouts of America, so that you understand how the devil works, because this is the perfect prototype of how the enemy works. This is the perfect prototype of the steps he will take in order to reach his desired result. And what happened to the Boy Scouts is currently happening in churches. This is it's the first step in the church. But I guarantee you, come 5, 10, 15 years from now, you're going to have a lot of churches declaring bankruptcy because they fell into the same trap the Boy Scouts did. Now, the reason the Boy Scouts declared bankruptcy is because they're seeking protection from a wave of abuse claims. Now, what, pray tell, brought about so many abuse claims? Well, back in the day, there were rigorous rules for who could be a Boy Scout leader, for who could take the kids camping. One of those rules being that homosexuals were not allowed to be scout leaders. Now, I know, before you start, not all homosexuals are pedophiles. Well, but by definition, all male-on-male pedophiles are homosexual. So let's not go down that rabbit trail because it'll hurt. Not me, you. Because there's a lot of people jumping to the defense. Well, they should have let them. Why? Because now, you see, there were hundreds and hundreds of scoutmasters who saw the Boy Scouts as nothing more than a buffet. They saw it as a way to indulge their perversion without the risk of being caught. So now, after the Boy Scouts bent to the will of the pervs and allowed homosexuals to be scoutmasters, 10 years later, 12 years later, you have a wave of abuse claims. Yes, these scoutmasters that just wanted to, you know, serve the community apparently abused hundreds and hundreds of young boys. And it's the same people who insisted that homosexual men can be scoutmasters that are now pointing the finger at the Boy Scouts saying, you should have done better to protect the children. The reason I'm talking about this, I was never a Boy Scout. I don't know anything about it. Apparently, it establishes order in your life. Apparently, you learn authority. But apparently also, since open homosexuals were allowed to be scoutmasters, there was a lot of abuse going on. Now, I guarantee you, if we're still here and society hasn't collapsed and we're not all face first in a bucket of potatoes au gratin sipping on silver solution as a dessert, quickly approaching, when churches that were very open and receptive of homosexuals, especially homosexuals in leadership, especially homosexuals having to deal with young people, because we don't want to be homophobic. Well, you know, it's just, no, we love everybody. I guarantee you, there will be lawsuits hefty lawsuits from children who were abused by those in authority at those churches who happened to be homosexual. See, when we normalize the aberrant, when because we want to spare somebody's feelings, or because we don't want the conflict, or we don't want the confrontation, we allow our children to become victims. I don't know if it's a society worth saving anymore. Because this is what the Boy Scouts did. They bent to the pressure. And now you have hundreds of cases of former children who were abused by pedophiles who were their scoutmasters. And you wonder why it seems like there's an uptick in homosexuality? Look, homosexual contact, homosexual abuse at a young age frames you to a certain extent. Hopefully, at some point, we will be honest enough with ourselves as a society, we will be honest enough with ourselves as a culture, to realize certain truths. To realize that people that have mental issues shouldn't be tempted by being put in positions wherein satisfying their perversion becomes readily available. That's what disturbed me about this story, and I don't have time to go into detail. I don't have time to read the article, but what disturbed me is that for the longest time they lobbied to allow homosexual scoutmasters, and now it's the same people that are suing the Boy Scouts out of existence because the people they advocated for turned out to be exactly what the Boy Scouts feared they would be. And either way, apparently they're clean as the driven snow. They take no responsibility. They take no accountability. Oh, we didn't know. Yes, you did. Like I said, not every homosexual is a pedophile, but every pedophile is a homosexual. Just saying. And the church is next. I guarantee it. There will be lawsuits because if they cannot get an administration into power that is anti-Christ, if they can't get an administration into power that is against Christianity and is willing to pass laws by which they will persecute, imprison, and otherwise do away with Christianity in this country, they will find another way. And the way they will do it is they will sue churches into non-existence, the self-same churches that were so tolerant and embracing, that were out there in the middle of the street waving rainbow flags while their kids were watching perverts being perverted. It's those churches that are going to get sued into non-existence. Now, another thing that I happened upon, and I haven't pulled up the article, but I will, because it troubled me, is that an Assemblies of God church in Texas came out as gay-affirming, which means that they're A-okay with homosexuality, perversion, sodomy, etc. Now, to its credit, the Assemblies of God denomination did remove that church from its umbrella. But, man, It's the Assemblies of God. Those of you that know church history, the Assemblies of God is supposed to be the most conservative among conservative. They're supposed to be the ones that, you know, the Holy Spirit, gifts of the Spirit, discernment, all that. And now you have the first break in the dam, a church in Texas of all places that has decided to affirm homosexuality and declare, independent of the gospel, that, hey, even though the Bible says it's a sin, don't worry about it. We'll overrule it. Come on in, have a seat. So, if the church, if the household of faith cannot maintain the standard of righteousness, if the household of faith cannot hold to biblical principles, if the household of faith cannot maintain holiness as its banner, what makes us think or expect that politicians would or will? That's another thing that I'm having trouble with lately. Is that we're expecting politicians to be more righteous than pastors and preachers and evangelists. We're expecting them to be pure while the church descends into hedonism. While the church becomes a caricature of itself. While we affirm, embrace, validate, tolerate, welcome every sin under the sun. How can we expect culture to turn when those that are supposed to be the lighthouse, those that are supposed to lead the way, those that are supposed to shine, those that are supposed to represent Christ are just as bad as the rest? I don't know. These are my thoughts. This is what I've been mulling over as of late. Because our expectation of those who are not in spiritual authority, those who are not professing to be preachers or pastors, those who are not insisting that they are sanctified and have received revelation, our expectation of them is higher than our expectation of, oh, I don't know, Jim Baker, let's say, who's trying to separate you from $125, who's willing to put your life at risk for a measly $125, who's willing to shill a product that is known to cause cancer and birth defects for $125. That's what you're worth to him. 125. Buy two bottles, get a 10% discount, of course. How can we expect the ungodly to be more godly than the godly ought to be? That is the question that we have to wrestle with. That is the question that we must answer. Otherwise, we run the risk of becoming self-righteous hypocrites. And that's no way to go through life. Anyway, thank you all for listening to this program. I thought I'd delve into the politics more than I did, but it was just sad. It was one of those things where you start smiling, and you're like, oh my, they've just you know, smack themselves in the face with a shovel over and over again. But after a while, it becomes cruel. I was waiting for false teeth to fly. They didn't. So anyway, thank you again for joining us. Thank you for taking the time. Thank you for praying for this ministry. I am not currently working on a recipe to cure the coronavirus. I don't know. If my bathtub clogs up, I may have a few bottles for those that are really interested. I kid, of course. God bless you. Thank you. Be wise. Don't fall for everything. And question those people that say they have your best interest at heart while reaching out their hand for you to open your wallet. Gino, that's all I have. If you've got anything to say, the floor is yours.
Well, I'll tell you, I'm looking at the Google of televangelist Jim Baker's claims. He says the silver solution can cure STDs, eliminate the coronavirus. And I guess the FDA is now, they're urging actually FDA enforcement action to get to the bottom of that, because as Mike said, it causes a lot of little ones to stumble. In the face of what we see in Ukraine, where Christians are under tremendous, what I would call hardship, and countries around the world where they're persecuted and greatly suffering, and then someone asks for 85, I guess there's two amounts, $85 and $120 for whatever dose you can afford. And think about, you know, someone getting fairly wealthy off that kind of deception. And it does cause a lot of people to, they're gullible and they buy this stuff, and then they get upset because it doesn't work. And it ruins testimonies and a host of other issues. And it's really, it's the opposite of what Jesus would ever do. You know, don't go and tell people you've got a cure for something when 2,100 people have died, and then you hawk it for a lot of money and claim it cures STDs and venereal disease and all these crazy things. And sad to say, people fall for it. And I urge you, get this radio show out and let others know to be mindful that this show is called The Light of Truth. And the goal is to help the Church of Christ and God's people to be wise and to seek for truth and to really fight in the last fire. And charlatans are still trying to get rich off God's people. And so, and the other point with the gay scout leaders, that wasn't long ago when they allowed that in their organization, and now they're filing bankruptcy, and there's going to be a host of lawsuits and pending ones over the whole, not only sexual assaults, but so many that they had to declare bankruptcy. And what a sad thing for a 100-year-old organization that now has to file Chapter 11. We're really thankful. We need a show like this to get the word out, get the truth out. Keep listening every Thursday. We broadcast at 7 o'clock or 6 o'clock Central Time. And then we put the program up on YouTube, and that's where a lot of people go on YouTube and they download the program or they listen to it on YouTube. So it is a ministry of Hand of Help. Please, we're at www.handofhelp.com. And you can also check out our books and CDs, albums, and materials. The January, February newsletter, I would urge you to read that. And if you don't get our newsletter, please contact us, and you can email us as well at handofhelpoffice@aol.com. Thank you so much for listening to The Light of Truth.
Thank you for listening to today's broadcast, The Light of Truth.